arresting parents for what could have happened. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 2 weeks ago, it happened in South Carolina.
46-year-old Deborah Harrell confessed to leaving her 9-year-old daughter alone in the park while she went to work.
Last Saturday, it happened in Florida.
Nicole Ganey gave her son Dominic permission to walk from their house to Sportsman Park.
Two moms let their kids spend a warm day outside unaccompanied, at which point other parents called the cops and the mothers were arrested.
I honestly didn't think I was doing anything wrong. I was letting them go play.
In Nicole Ganey's case, she let her son Dominic take a walk by himself. He says he ran to the park because he was frightened by the concerned parents.
They asked me a couple questions and I got scared, so I ran off to the park and then they called the cops.
Both moms were arrested not for what did happen, because nothing happened, but for what could have happened, as other moms were quick to point out.
What if a man would have came and just snatched it?
You cannot leave your child alone at a public place, especially this day and time.
But at a website called FreeRangeKids.com, writer and mother Lenore Scanese is pushing back, pointing out the crime rates have dropped dramatically and that the nation has been needlessly traumatized by the constant drumbeat of missing children stories.
I had a woman write to my site who said that she was on the lawn with her kids, but she was reading a book, and a lady came by and said, "Put down that book. Don't you realize your children could be snatched at any minute?"
It's the day and time we live in when parents are arrested for not being sufficiently paranoid. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.